o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. And as promised, just let me quickly get some background music for this very lekker insert we're going to be talking about right now, because you're not going to want to miss this. Remember at the beginning of the show, I told you I was going to be introducing you to something really special. Well, the secret is out. Well, it will be soon. And I'll tell you what it is. If you, like me, enjoy value and quality and savings on an epic scale when it comes to your grocery bill, you're going to definitely be interested in my very special guests for this latter part of the afternoon show. Luann and Grant Crawford are in the house and representing a most incredible concept. It's called Luther's Food Emporium Belito. Now, that sounds kind of ominous. I mean, we had looters running around here, not too distant past, you know, sort of not quite my cup of tea, I've got to tell you, but this is different, isn't it? So welcome. Let's unpack what looters is all about.
Thank you, Dave. Looters is a grocery clearance store, essentially. It was started as a grocery clearance store. We have morphed into a more hybrid store for those that just can't get their heads around the dates. So, but mostly we do grocery clearance, short dated or on its date, and package changes and discontinued products that companies want to just move out quickly. We clear them out, or there's a barcode on an item that doesn't scan. Instead of them dumping all of that food, we actually clear it out for them so that they don't have to pay dumping costs, and we can reduce environmental pollution by all that stuff landing up in landfill sites. And the name would have seemed unfortunate during the looting incident, but we started.
No, it's a good name because it sticks in the head straight away.
Well, when you walk out, you must feel like you've gotten your groceries for nothing, which you have.
Well, this is the point. You see, generally speaking in life, there are reasons behind everything. But anyone listening to the message is wanting to know what's in it for me. And what you're talking about resonates with everyone. And that is quite simply, and I've been looking at your opening specials, because you're going to be opening a Looters Food Emporium in Belito in a couple of days' time, the 26th, in fact. So that is
Friday.
Imminent. Yeah, big, big day. And listen to this, folks. I mean, you know, we're talking about savings of enormous amounts, up to 70% off on certain items. I mean, and not the items that you would never want anyway. You know, often that's been the catch. There's massive discounts on, electric teddy bears. and who wants them? But correct. Now listen to this. You know, you're talking about Kellogg's granola, for example. You're going to be saving huge on Kellogg's granola. You're going to be saving huge on Bacomo cornflakes, on Omo washing powder, on energy drinks, on Lindt chocolate, on M&M's, on tennis biscuits, other assorted, those magnificent Baker's biscuits. There's Dove soaps and Dettol and so much more. And the reason behind this is simply, well, Luann, you explained it very beautifully, but for an oak like me who grew up in Benoni, I got to use very small words so I can understand. You clear the items that, for whatever reason, have effectively reached a date on the shelves in the mainstream. Nothing at all wrong with them. They are still good to go for years. But because of the technicalities involved in the production process, etc., a store would be advised to now clear those, and traditionally those might just go into the landfill. And what a waste. It's food, it's cosmetics, it's
toiletries, animal food.
So everything that you go to the supermarket for, except I would imagine not things like meat and, you know, those products, because that's a different range. But anything that's canned or boxed. How did you start?
So we decided, well, we researched this 2 years prior to us opening Looters. We researched this and we saw that in the States, around 25% of people actually buy their groceries from grocery clearance stores. And although we earn enough money, I mean, we live comfortably, we just couldn't afford the top name brands that we wanted to give our children, And the prices were just skyrocketing. And we thought, now there's got to be a better way of doing it. So we researched it for 2 years, and then we decided, you know what? We're going to open up a grocery clearance store, and we're going to give people bargains that they can afford and they love, stuff that they love. We're not giving no-name brands. We're giving good
and
quality.
And that's the point. I mean, I'm just looking at your list here on your flyer, your opening flyer. You know, when you talk about Lindt chocolate, that's a premier product. And bottom line is you're saving massively. You're saving 50 Rand on a bar of Lindt excellence. It's going to cost you. You're saving 50 Rand. It's only going to cost you 24.90. It's crazy. It's fantastic. Now, you guys have just been shopping, or you've been doing a little bit of retail comparison, shall we say. Grant, you look like a man that's good with figures. you've been out quickly, and you went to one of the major supermarkets. That's you it. Did a quick look around the stores. Everyday shop, you hit 1,000 Rand quite easily. And you know, that's very easy to do. It's horrifying, but that's where we're at. And then you compared to what's on your shelves, will be on Friday and ready to roll.
Yep.
Same product, and the saving was?
So at the retailer, the cost was just over 1,000 Rand. And when we compared it to Luther's pricing, our pricing came out at 518 Rand.
Now, these are the same products.
Same products.
The same.
And
you're saving 50%. Yeah. This means you can buy twice as much. Or so you could just simply put the savings towards something else. And isn't that what everyone wants to do and to hear these days? So tell us, where are you opening? Is it going to be easy to find you? Because sometimes these wonderful opportunities come with catches that you've got to travel to a long distance away and into dodgy parts of town. Where are you opening?
So we're at number 7A. Is it Gourley Road?
Gourley Road Drive. That's near the Rivers Church, next door to the New Rivers Church.
Okay, so it's just over the highway heading towards Mcleodie Country Club, first right.
That's it.
And there you are. I mean, how convenient.
Great parking.
Great parking, I was going to say.
Safe parking, plenty parking. Lovely big store, 500 square meters, thousands of products. And we're just essentially bringing to you, so we've been in the Cape for nearly 7 years. This is not our first day at school.
It's not your first rodeo. You've tested the concept.
Really good at what we do. We're good at what we do. And we're about bringing you proper savings. We're not about a 10% discount or a 15% discount.
And these are serious discounts. If you, as a consumer, are looking for something in particular you don't see necessarily on the shelves, do you have the ability to interface with the customer and maybe take a suggestion or two?
Yes. We do. So literally every weekend, one of us on the floor. So in Cape Town, in one of our stores, we're on the floors or our manager's on the floors. So customers come to us and tell us what they're looking for, and we do try and source it.
It's as simple as that. If you're looking for something in particular, you can't find it on the show, they have a chat. Someone's going to listen to you.
And we can't guarantee that we're going to have that week after next. So every week is a surprise.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to come up on clearance. You look at those Schecter drinks. Those were $24. They were retailing at around $24 each. Have a look at what we're selling them for. And those have been discontinued. Everybody loves an organic energy drink.
You get 6 for 26 Rand.
6 for 26. So they
you're
were
saving
selling
95
one.
Bucks.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
But when it's gone, it's gone because they discontinued. Yeah.
So the idea, folks, is get there on the opening is this coming Friday, the 26th of April at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can go and camp overnight if you want. There's lots of space. I'm joking. This is Valito. We don't camp. But you'll get there leisurely, nice and early in the morning, and go check it out. I mean, it actually sounds too good to be true. But, sometimes, you hit it.
David,
this sounds really good.
It's all about dates. So I'm not selling you food. I'm not selling you products. I'm selling you a concept. If you just trust me, we've done our research on dates. We know what the dates mean. These are best before products. The day after it reaches its best before date doesn't mean it's going to be bad for you. We've researched it. We use Emily Broadleap. She's a food professor at Harvard University in the States. We've used all her guidelines, how long you can actually eat this chocolate after its date, how long you can keep it. We've done our research. Moms, you want to save big on your groceries. All you need to do is trust me. I will never sell a product that I'm not 100% confident to feed my family. And I can tell you now, if you, I'm going to give you a sample. If you can tell the difference between that lint that I've just bought now at a grocery store nearby and my lint, which is just past its date, if you can tell me the difference, well, I'll be really surprised.
You know that I'm a chocolate connoisseur, and I will be able to tell the difference. If it's good, I'll be honest and tell you. If it's not good, are we going to do the tongue tip test right now?
So I'm going to open this, Dave.
Crack it. Let's go.
And I've got a full confidence that if you bought this in my store,
okay,
and you've got home, and you've taken it out, that it's going to be perfect.
All right.
So. What is the date on
So this? This is a bar of lint that would be essentially on the shelf, but about to be cleared because it's reaching its clearance time in the normal retail outlet. And it's going to go back into the store. You've picked up a consignment of them. It looks absolutely perfect. It smells fantastic. It tastes like heaven. Absolutely perfect.
But perish the thought, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
What is the date there?
It's a year past its date.
Oh, well, I can't eat that. It's beyond
its That's past what people its think.
That's what people think. It's been stored correctly, so you can eat it.
Of course you
if
can.
If it had been left out in the sun and the weather, you wouldn't be able to eat it a day or two after it's been out there.
No, there's absolutely no doubt. Obviously, you have to err on the conservative when you're in the production business. You don't want to get into difficulties. So they do. They leave this huge margin of I suppose, error, you could call it. And that's what you're talking about. You just go in there. You're not going to sell something that patently has expired.
Correct.
But anything that is good to go, still got life on the clock, there it is, and the savings are fantastic. So, I'm a fan already. I haven't seen your store. I'm looking forward to being there. Only groceries, or at some stage you're going to start looking at other stuff.
So, just before I move on to that, Dave, this is an interesting fact. Federal law in America does not require date labeling on any consumer product with the exception of infant formula. And they put a date on the law stipulates you have to have it on infant formula because it's going to babies. And after it reaches its date, the nutritional value may start to diminish over a period of time. Mm. But outside of infant formula, federal law doesn't require date labeling.
That's in the States. But in South Africa, you've got a different scenario.
So you have to date label here. And the law is very clear. We can sell product past its date.
Yeah.
Provided I've got signs up in my store that tell you exactly what I do. So if you go into a Nike factory shop, the signs are up telling you we're a factory shop. And if there's a little yellow sticker on the T-shirt, it's defective. But that's why you're getting a T-shirt for half the price.
Well, that comes back to the question, are you at all considering doing that as well as groceries? Because, well, I want to know. So I can be first in the queue.
You're asking for a friend, are you?
No, I'm asking for me.
No, we are. So we get offered parcels all the time. We did get a First Ascent and North Face parcel we got, and that went like hotcakes.
So this is definitely on the cards.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, but we stick to our knitting. We know our groceries. We know the dates. We know how it works. We've been doing it for 7.5 years. And for 7.5 years, people have been asking us to open a store here.
Yeah.
On the North Coast.
And now you're here. Welcome to you both. I wish you great success. Not that you're going to need my wishes. It's already a great success, I can tell you right now. But it's lovely chatting to you on 88 FM. And we look forward to a long, happy association. And we're going to have much more money in the pocket now, you see.
Yeah.
So that we can then celebrate life the Bolito way in true fashion.
Indeed.
My very special guests, Grant and Luann. Lovely to have you both on the afternoon show. And welcome to the neighborhood, Luta's Food Emporium in Bolito. It opens on Friday the 26th at 9 o'clock. Gourley Street, which is Gourley Road, is just over the highway. Turn right as if you're heading to Rivers Church in that emporium. You can't go wrong. Plenty of parking, and you'll be amazed at the savings. You're tuned to the afternoon show on 88 FM, the voice of Bolito. I remember.